Unit 11. Library. 1. Ready. Section A. Directions. Listen to a short passage once and fill in the blanks with the words that you've heard.
Located in the center of our school library has only 3 reading rooms, but there are lots of books on different subjects. There are also many newspapers and magazines. Can you imagine what the library will be like in 2030? Maybe in 2030, the library will be bigger and more modern, and there will be more books in it. Besides, computers and robots will work in the library to help librarians and students. And students will be able to find the book that they need more easily. And there will be lots of e-books in the library, making it possible for students to borrow them, not only in the library, but also at home.
2. Steady. Vocabulary.
Catalog.
Laboratory.
Temporary.
Permanent.
Suitable.
Enrich.
Intensively.
Headline.
In detail.
Lie in.
Persistence.
Section A. Directions. In this part, you will hear 5 questions twice. After each question, there is a pause. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. 1. Who's this book for? Who's this book for?
Two. How often do you go to the library? How often do you go to the library?
Three. What have you done with the book? What have you done with the book?
Four. I'm afraid I can't finish the book this week. I'm afraid I can't finish the book this week.
Five. Do you have any English dictionaries? Do you have any English dictionaries? Section B. Directions. In this part, you will hear 5 short dialogues. After each dialogue, there is a question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken twice. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.
1. My teacher suggested that I come in and borrow a French-English dictionary.
Of course, miss. You're welcome to use dictionaries. But they are not allowed to be taken out of the library. Wouldn't it be better if you had one of your own?
Question. What does the man suggest that the woman do? My teacher suggested that I come in and borrow a French-English dictionary.
Of course, miss. You're welcome to use dictionaries. But they are not allowed to be taken out of the library. Wouldn't it be better if you had one of your own?
Question. What does the man suggest that the woman do? Two. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm doing a research project, and I can't find some of the books that are listed in the card catalogue.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? What can I do for you?
Well, I'm doing a research project, and I can't find some of the books that are listed in the card catalogue.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Three. Hello, can you tell me whether the library will be open this Saturday evening?
Hold the line, please. I'll find out.
Question. What does the woman tell the man to do? Hello, can you tell me whether the library will be open this Saturday evening?
Hold the line, please. I'll find out.
Question. What does the woman tell the man to do? Four. I'm very sorry. I lost the magazine I borrowed last week.
Then you have to pay a fine.
Question. Why does the man apologize to the woman? I'm very sorry. I lost the magazine I borrowed last week.
Then you have to pay a fine.
Question. Why does the man apologize to the woman?
Five. Do you have a current library card?
Yes, I applied for it a week ago, and the permanent one arrived in the mail yesterday.
Question. What library card does the man have? Do you have a current library card?
Yes, I applied for it a week ago, and the permanent one arrived in the mail yesterday.
Question. What library card does the man have?
Section C. Directions. In this part, you will hear a short passage with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read three times. During the second reading, you are required to fill in the blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. We can find many English newspapers in our library, and some of them are quite suitable to us freshmen, such as China Daily, Beijing Weekend, Beijing Review, the 21st Century, China's TV Guide, and The Times. They are really good for after-class reading. We can read them to enrich our English. We can learn lots of new words and use them in our daily communication. We should use them as a main source of reading. Try our best to read 1 to 2 passages intensively. Then get through all the headlines, choosing some stories to read in detail. The key to success lies in persistence. Let's start reading English newspapers from tomorrow. We can find many English newspapers in our library, and some of them are quite suitable to us freshmen, such as China Daily, Beijing Weekend, Beijing Review, the 21st Century, China's TV Guide, and The Times. They are really good for after-class reading. We can read them to enrich our English. We can learn lots of new words and use them in our daily communication. We should use them as a main source of reading. Try our best to read 1 to 2 passages intensively. Then get through all the headlines, choosing some stories to read in detail. The key to success lies in persistence. Let's start reading English newspapers from tomorrow. We can find many English newspapers in our library, and some of them are quite suitable to us freshmen, such as China Daily, Beijing Weekend, Beijing Review, the 21st Century, China's TV Guide, and The Times. They are really good for after-class reading. We can read them to enrich our English. We can learn lots of new words and use them in our daily communication. We should use them as a main source of reading. Try our best to read 1 to 2 passages intensively. Then get through all the headlines, choosing some stories to read in detail. The key to success lies in persistence. Let's start reading English newspapers from tomorrow.